Peace and blessings, everybody. You're listening to The Good Brother Experience, where it is I, the good brother, the original black man. I am Reek. What you doing? How you doing? How you been? If you haven't had any water since the last time we spoke, you need to do the right thing and hydrate your body. Secondarily, rate, review, and subscribe to my show. No, son, this isn't just an introduction, yo. If you are on an iPhone, you go to the Apple Podcast app, you type in The Good Brother Experience, you scroll down until you see ratings and reviews, you leave me 5 stars, and you leave me a review. Pretty please. Last but not least, if you would like to email me at goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. Once again, it is goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. When was this? This was the Saturday before last. My cousin came out here for Thanksgiving weekend. And, you know, I came to come scoop this nigga from the airport. We had glowing conversation. And it was his bright idea to get as many cousins together that are of age to go link up at a bar. And it was a dope situation. We went to a spot that's not too far from my crib. And my aunts came and my cousins came. And we was having a jolly old time and taking a multitude of pictures. And there was just smiles all around. And it was a Spanish bar that we was at. And the bartender, Jose, was doing the right thing as far as drinks is concerned. I was content with how strong they were. And it just so happens that as I'm eating all this food and I had some skirt steak or whatever have you, I'm looking up and there's an artist by the name of Chambala. If I'm pronouncing his name incorrectly, my apologies. But I'm watching Chambala and he's a reggaeton artist that garners millions and millions of views. Never heard of this artist, you know. So I'm watching him and, you know, it's the music that's permeating throughout the bar as we're sitting there eating and drinking. And you see him and his mans, I mean, they're getting sturdy, that big chains on, and it's a reflection of rap culture, right? And what I'm about to say is not divisive at all, but it's just an observation. It would appear that there's always a separation until it comes to things that are cool and cultural. So if I was to go to a place that's primarily Puerto Rican or primarily Dominican or whatever have you, right? Our facial features are very similar. The textures of our hair are very similar. The way we dress is very similar. Our outlook on life is very similar. What we like to eat is very similar. What we like to do is very similar because we all are one. You was just born over here. I was just born over here. There was a subculture that was culminated on this side. There was a subculture that was culminated on that side. But genetically, we all derive from the same place, which is why we look at the world so similarly. But until you start talking to one of their women, which isn't even their women, it's our women because we're all the same person. That's where all the division starts. Because that's all I can think about. Like whenever, abuela and all that type of stuff starts denouncing black, or it's not cool to be in a predominantly Spanish-speaking neighborhood, or people start calling you darky, or there's classism in regards to color. All the shit comes down to who you're having sex with. Why is horniness the crux of so much war in our community? That's the only thing I could think of, because what else could it be? You know, when we're both speaking English, we both speak in a very similar tone, specifically in New York. You both eat at the same places. We're all within a 1 mile radius of each other. Where is the division? Like, why is there division? Like, what is the problem? Niggas smoke hookah. Niggas drink beer. Niggas fuck with tequila. Niggas fuck with cognac. Niggas like big Cuban chains and wearing expensive clothing that we probably shouldn't be wearing. We're all into the same shit. Women with fat ass and big breasts and all this type of shit. And I'm just looking at Chambala. And it's like, if he was rapping in English, this would look like a hip hop video. But it's reggaeton. but everybody's movements is the same. Even the way everybody posts up outside the spot is the same. And nobody's copying anybody. I'm choosing my words very carefully. Nobody's copying anybody. We're all just doing things that we're genetically inclined to do. Post up, look cool, nod our head, dance with joints, watch joints go up and down, get crazy, get drunk, start dancing, start gyrating, start moving, looking super cool in the camera while you're spitting your lyrics, knowing the lyrics to your man's lyrics, so you're in the back going crazy. These are all things that everybody does, bro. Why do you think that is? Have you ever seen a country music video? Have you ever seen a bluegrass video? Have you ever seen a rock and roll video? Have you ever seen a heavy metal music video? They don't do these things because we're not genetically the same. People that's, I want you to pull up an Afrobeats video, a reggaeton video, and a hip hop video, and I want you to tell me the difference. Please. Tell me the difference. You can't find one. Everybody's operating on the same accord because we're all coming from the same place. This is primarily why, to me, I didn't study music theory at all, not even in the slightest. But just somebody who has some baseline type of rhythm. If you listen to Afrobeats, or what Burna Boy said, it's Afrobeat. He doesn't know where the S came from, and his music is Afrofusion. But if you listen to music that's starting to pick up steam, as far as Wizkid, Burna Boy, whoever have you, Asake, and you listen to some dancehall, your body moves in very similar ways. It sounds pretty similar. Why do you think that is? Nigeria and Jamaica are nowhere next to each other. Nowhere. Pull up a map. Go on Google. How far is Jamaica from Nigeria? Why does the sound from Afrobeat sounds so similar to dancehall? Why do you think this? Why do you think the same drums are utilized in reggaeton? You tell me. Because it's all coming from the same place. Everybody got moves. Everybody is feeling superb. So when I see division among Spanish and blacks, I'm like, yo, just the only thing that's separating us is the fact that y'all just speak a language that derives from Spain. Like, what is, why y'all acting like that? But Chimbala was looking super cool. Shout out to Chimbala. And I mean, these are just the thoughts that I had when I was fucking drinking rum punch at the Spanish bar I was at. And the things that me and my cousin did when I came to scoop him involved a whole bunch of teamwork. You know, we was texting people, we're going into various group chats, talking to people individually, forcing people to come pull up on us. Like, yo, stop acting like that, yo. Come be with your family. And before I speak about family dynamics, I want to speak about something that's been troubling me. I take a considerable amount of time to cultivate the way that I speak to people. I've trained myself to be more receptive to information, even if I don't like it. I've trained myself to listen to points of view without cutting people off. I've listened to people not only not do the same to me, but I'm looking at people, I'm speaking to them, and they're formulating a response as I'm still talking. These are things that I don't do. And with the age I'm at now, a lot of people are in a lot of different aspects of life. Some people are married. Some people are in long-term relationships. Some people have a multitude of kids, whatever have you. And the one baseline thing that is looking like is missing is communication. Now, that's a generic statement, right? Because that's what everybody says. Yo, we need communication. Yo, we need communication. But communication isn't just talking to each other once you're frazzled at something. Communication isn't you holding things in, and then when you're finally fed up with something, you let off an array of things that you dislike about that person in a machine gun fashion. That's not communication. What communication is actual teamwork and having uncomfortable conversations and maintaining some type of foundation between the two of you. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I took a trip not too long ago, and I met a group of men while I was, matter of fact, this is when I was in Houston. I was in Houston, and, you know, I'm talking to people that I just met that day, and, you know, everybody thinks I'm a cool guy, and I relatively, I'm a cool guy. I'm pretty laid back. I'm monotone. I'm witty. I'm smart, whatever have you. And we're speaking. And, you know, some dudes had girlfriends. Some dudes had situations. Other dudes had baby mothers, whatever have you. And the one constant is the lack of communication. So it'll be like, yeah, you know, I did this for my shorty. I did this for my shorty. I did this for my shorty. I'm doing all this just to keep her content. But the moment I couldn't do something and somebody else had to step in, now all of a sudden she's not fucking with me. And then another dude comes like, yeah, yo, same with me. Like, yo, I did something in the beginning of the relationship. We moved past it. It wasn't really official like that. All of a sudden, years later, it's being held against me. Another dude was like, yo, it's crazy because I do everything in my power to keep the peace, but it seems like every time I do the smallest thing, I'm climbing out of a hole. And the two things that I see that are constants in all of the relationships that I speak to people about is there's no transparency as far as finances is concerned, and there's no transparency as far as who you are as a person. So let's take finances, for example, right? You know what you make. You know what you budget for. You know when you're going to take an L, and you know when you're going to take a W. You know when you're going to get paid, you know when you're not going to get paid, right? Your shorty just sees you as somebody that's holding down the fort. You're paying your own bills. You're doing your own thing, buying your own clothes. Every time y'all go out, you pay, whatever. So what will happen is you'll do things for your shorty to keep her happy. Yo, let's go get some food. Yo, let's go out to this play. Yo, let's go out to this game. Yo, let's watch this movie. Yo, let's do something that you want to do. Yo, you going out with your girls? Yo, okay, here's some money. Oh, you need your nails done, whatever? Oh, here you go. Oh, you fucking need some gas for your car? Here. But the moment you don't have it, and you're denying your girl of it, all of a sudden she sees you as somebody that's holding back finances. And you're looking at her as somebody who's unappreciative of the finances that you put into her. And the reason why this is happening is because there is no transparency. Like, yo, we just ate for 5 days in a row. I just did this for you. I don't have it right now. Because this is what I make. This is what I've been going through. This is what I'm looking to make in the future. But these are the bills I have to pay in the interim. This is grown man stuff. Now, on the opposite end, if your shorty's like, yo, I make this, I make that. If you can just put this on your credit card until Wednesday, I get paid, I'll pay you back. I just need you to help me out because this is an emergency. It's no longer people operating under this fog like everybody's a millionaire. This is real foundational things that you're doing. But nobody does that. It would appear that the girl and the situations from what I was hearing in Houston and just conversations I've been having overall, the girl is operating under the understanding that you're the man, you take care of me, you do these things for me, and I am the recipient of this because you chose me to be the recipient of this. And I'm just not a recipient, I'm your partner. I'm going to be there for you more than anybody in the world. But when I need help, I expect you to help me because that's what men do. And this is how you, the way our relationship built, this is who you positioned yourself to be in my eyes. And in your eyes, you're like, yo, I'm Superman. If I have a girl, I'm holding her down, whatever have you. But the moment you need help, or the moment that you're not able to pay for something, you know, the cape comes off, the costume comes off, and you're just somebody that's in a little bit of financial duress, and that's not really appreciated because she's not understanding that you're in financial duress. You shouldn't be under financial duress because you're the man. And I see this so many times to where niggas are just left for dead, not because they have to be, but because they're afraid of what their girl might think of them. If she knows what really is going on, then how is she going to look at me? And I don't know if you guys understand what forever is. Forever is until you're dead. You're no longer on the earth. You lived your life, and your life is over now. That is a long time in theory, but it's not really a long time. So if you're going to commit your days that you cannot get back, you're not going to be 23 again. You're not going to be 24 again. You're not going to be 28 again. That's it. You have a year of being the age that you are, and then it's on to the next year. If you are unfamiliar with how your woman's going to deal with certain situations, you don't need to be with her. And I'm only speaking to men right now because women operate under different pretenses, and I haven't had that many conversations with women to get their point of view. I just haven't. But there's just too many times where I'm sitting there and I'm in the gym and I'm hooping, or I'm in a vacation and we're just talking about women, or I'm at a game night or whatever have you. And the one constant is nobody is being forthcoming with what their position is in fear that the other person might judge them. What kind of foundation is that? And the second thing I was talking about was things that pertain to your personality. Like, yo, I don't like when this happens. I'm not comfortable when this happens. When you say this to me, it makes me feel uncomfortable and I try to push it aside, but it's hard for me to do so. And I feel as though if everybody was to speak to each other, not when they're under duress, but when things are good and happy, like, yo, listen, I just want us to be on the same page at all times. I don't like this. Now, at that point, it's like, yo, the reason why I do this is because of that. Okay, I understand the point of view. I understand where that derives from. Can this change? Because you're no longer by yourself. You're with me. And if we're building something, we should be able to build something. The more I talk to people, the more these conversations aren't happening. People are over here dying in front of their significant other's eyes. They are crumbling in front of their significant other's eyes. There's all this tension. There's all this, all right, I hope I have a good day today. And nobody needs to operate like that. Because the fact of the matter is, if you are honest with the person that you're looking at, and that person is honest with you, there's never no reason to argue. Ever. Now, unless you're doing hellacious stuff and you're doing things that's vile and cruel and going against the agreement that y'all made, then that's different. But if it's subsidiary stuff, like wanting to go out or having money or not planning dates or FaceTiming all times a day or not showing much attention, or just things that can be spoken about. All it takes for you to hear me, and I hear you, we hear one another, and we're all good. Let's take me for example. I live life on my own terms. And the reason why I live life on my own terms is because I recognize really early that it's mine. This is my life. And what'll happen is you'll come across people, both men and women, that'll make you change things to benefit their life without bringing your life into consideration. You have to do things to appease me. You need to change things around for me. Oh, these rules don't apply to me. Your boundaries don't apply to me. Because you are a vessel of my enjoyment. That's not how I live. I was speaking in the voice of the other person. I am Tariq. I have a certain way of going about things. I've always had a certain way about going about things. So when you're dealing with me, whether it's friendship, romantically, business-wise, whatever, you are entering my life. I'm not entering yours. You are part of my life because I take my life seriously. I won't be told what to do in my life. My mother passed away in April of 2021. That is the only person that can have me alter what I'm doing with my life because I came out of her and she devoted her life for my life. My father's in Florida. These are the two people that are responsible for me being here. Outside of those two, there will be no telling me what to do. There is you speaking to me giving you my point of view on what I do and how I do it and when I do it and why I do it. And then you have a decision to make. And I feel like if everybody was this forthcoming, there will be no issues. Now, there's compromises. I'm always out in the compromise because I let people talk and I care about people. But I won't be bullied into changing. Yo, why are you always doing this? Why are you always going there? Every time I speak to you, you're doing this. How come you can't always do this? I always go over there because I want to. I'm always doing this because I like it. And I never do this because I don't want to. Surprise. Why can't this be said? Yo, why is it that I always gotta? Because it's something that you want. You have to vocalize what you want. I vocalize what I want. And if we do this with one another, as opposed to speaking at each other, we speak to each other, we can grow. And this is homie shit too. Yo, Reek, yo, son, every time, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'll hear you out. The reason why I do that is this. Is there a better way that we can do this so we can move forward? I apologize for making you feel that way. You're right. Every time you do pull up, I do make a lot of jokes. You don't fuck with jokes. Okay, cool. I'm gonna slow down, bro. My bad. I'm just joking. I come from a jokey environment. You already know respect comes first, bro. You're right. You know what I'm saying? It's very similar to when I was at a game not too long ago, and somebody brought a bottle of something that was unsavory, and the dudes there was about to get on the person who brought the bottle in front of women. These are things that you don't do. You don't embarrass people in front of women. But if you don't let this be known, like, yo, come on, bro. We don't do this, bro. Like, niggas, we don't chop each other down in front of women, bro. That's not the case. Then how will the nigga know? The nigga will just have no sense of boundaries. And you're going to take it as disrespect. But not say nothing. Then fights come. And then guns get pulled out. Knives get pulled out. Yo, fuck this nigga. This nigga's a bitch ass nigga. All these things because nobody wants to just take that one step and be like, yo, come on, come on, come on. That's not what we're doing, bro. Not in front of the joints. Come on. Because the worst position you can put a man is an embarrassed position. Once he feels like he's not respected and he's embarrassed, that nigga is capable of doing fucking anything. And I have more things to talk about, but I've run out of time because I have things to do because I'm the original. So I'm going to create another episode and I'm going to upload that one. And you guys are going to listen to it. Give me some feedback. Email me, Good Brother Experience. I'll read it. We go back and forth. I have some guests lined up. I just have to record the episodes. Time has been escaping me, but that's no excuse because I love you guys and you guys love me and we are in this together. Just wanted to give you my thoughts on just certain things that I've been seeing that's been plaguing us in regards to the realm of conversation and communication. Because nobody's communicating. It's just you talk at me, I talk at you, and if you don't succumb to the things that I'm talking to you about, then you're just a dub. And life don't got to be that way. Peace and blessings. Pass the dressing. And I'll speak to you soon.